You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse-turned-holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hello and welcome, welcome, my dear friend. Today I'm talking about healthy weight maintenance and getting that body shape that you desire. It's so important to your spirituality as well as to your health that you have a symmetrical body shape. And so there are struggles that come along with trying to maintain a healthy body weight. You may have experienced self-control issues or self-doubt or hitting plateaus. Maybe the scale is right where you want it, but you don't feel good inside. And so these are some of the frustrations. I've been there and I've felt that. So I've gathered valuable insights and ideas to share with you today. The first insight may surprise you: to challenge your exercise routine by trying new forms of physical activities. So you may join a class or do some outdoor activities or sports that stimulate different muscle groups. You are trying to get your body shape into a symmetrical form because that is the divine design, okay? So as you upgrade your routine, realize that portion size of your meals are going to change and your body's requirements for sleep is going to be more. And of course, you're going to drink more water. And all of this takes self-control. So let's talk about self-control for a second, okay? Working too much can sometimes make us lose control of ourselves. So if you lack the time for outdoor exercise or exercise in general, I hope you'll reconsider your responsibilities, because our bodies are designed to move, to be active. And it's important to have a daily exercise routine so that we can have the body shape that is symmetrical. And if you're struggling with finding the time, ask yourself, what would Jesus do in this situation? You know, maybe you have more responsibilities than God intends for you. We honor him by doing the things that he assigns to us and practicing self-control, right? When we are doing the things that God has assigned for us to do, we're not adding to that. That's the self-control part. Don't try to add more on than what the Lord has given you to do. Ideal number two is, I highly recommend reading the Bible for yourself. And this can be fun because the Bible has a way of gently correcting us. And it's not the type of correction that you might get at school when the school teacher reprimands you for doing something wrong. No, the language of the Bible is graceful and it gives us truth to help us improve. It's not trying to tell you that you're wrong and you're bad. It gives us truth so that we can improve ourselves. And it makes me think of the process where a doctor is confronted with someone with a broken arm and he needs to set it straight so it doesn't heal all crooked, right? And that's how the Word of God corrects us. It makes us straight so that we can heal, right? And the Scriptures opens our eyes to see where we went wrong. It heals our pains and it provides wisdom so we don't repeat the same mistakes. Can you see how, my friend, that Jesus, the great physician, he heals us by his word of grace? Number three, reflection exercises. Take time each week to reflect on your progress and to identify areas of struggle. And the mistake that most people make here is that they may identify areas of struggle, but they don't do anything about it. They don't make the necessary adjustments. And that's what I want you to do. When you see an area where you're struggling, make the adjustments to stay on track with your healthy habits. That's the way you keep track of your physical life, right? But for your spiritual life, you want to take time each week to reflect on your progress in your spiritual life as well. So look for scripture that is going to help you to see where you are in your spiritual life. Matthew 6:33 is a perfect one. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So you look at your life and you look at the scripture and you say, am I in harmony with this scripture? This is how you keep track in your spiritual life. Ideal number 4, enlarge your accountability circle. So you want to extend your world of accountability beyond just one accountability partner. It may be a friend or a church member, someone that you trust. But what I want you to do is expand that and join maybe a local group or an online group that have similar health goals as you, okay? If you are trying to lose weight, that's one type of accountability group. But when you are maintaining a healthy weight and you're working on body shape that you desire, then you need an entirely different type of accountability group. That is why I suggest that you expand your accountability circle. This collective support is going to be a powerful motivator for your personal growth and for your confidence. Number 5 is meal rotation. You don't want to eat the same foods all the time. And so when it comes to sustaining a healthy weight, variety is the spice of life. It is a key ingredient for nutritional diversity. So I want you to introduce seasonal foods into your meals, each bringing its unique set of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. You want to make sure you're getting a full range of beautiful colors. You want fruits and vegetables, plant-based proteins, whole grains, healthy fats. The more colors you have on your plate, the more nutrients you're likely to be consuming. Okay? And number 6, your ideal eating pattern. I eat 2 meals a day instead of 3 because that works for me. But when I travel or have guests in my home, I am graciously flexible to find a pattern that aligns with my life and my goals. So my friend, your eating pattern should be a tool, not a rule, okay? It's a means to nourish our bodies and to sustain a healthy weight, but it should never become a source of stress, or it's not so rigid where you cannot be flexible when unexpected situations come up, right? So understand that life is unpredictable, or perhaps your daily routine is disrupted by an unexpected event. So what do you do in that case, right? Well, you want to approach your meals with a spirit of grace and self-control. And this is going to allow you to adapt without compromising your health goals. Number 7, elevate your sleep quality by creating a comfortable sleep environment. Now, when you're losing the weight, we talked about this before, going to bed early, getting up early, that is a sleep routine. But when you're going for the long haul, you're creating a system where you are maintaining a healthy weight, then you're going to create a comfortable sleep environment. So if you need to get a new bed, or you need to rearrange your room, or, you know, do some renovations, whatever is necessary, go for it, my friend. You want quality sleep because it's so very important to maintain a healthy weight. Number 8, consider seeking professional support. Getting coaching or getting a fitness trainer or people who can advise you, this is in harmony with the Word of God. Proverbs 15:22 advises, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. All right? So it's all right to get a Christian fitness trainer who can help you to develop that body shape that you want. You know, even though I am a holistic nutritionist and a coach, I still need coaching, you know, in business and in my Christian walk. So it's okay to get coaching for your journey. Whatever your journey is, you want to be surrounded by wise Christian counselors who can provide valuable insights and is rooted in true medical science and your faith and your health. So it's all right, my friend. Number 9, gratitude walk. What you're doing is you are taking a walk outside in nature and you focus on the beauty around you. This is a way to protect us from being worldly, okay? If you're always in the worldly atmosphere, it's difficult to be in the world and not of the world. So this spiritual exercise can help you keep your mind on heavenly realities, eternal realities, and can help you to be grateful for the miracle of life each and every day. Number 10, forgiveness. I encourage you to practice forgiveness, both for yourself and others. So many people, you know, they make mistakes and they start beating up on themselves. They slip up on their healthy habits or they just throw in the towel. And I just want you to know that you need to forgive yourself and get back on track with your healthy habits. Also, you need to be forgiving of others as well, because this can help you to release that negative emotions, negative thinking, and it's going to keep you in the channel of blessings. My friend, I hope that you have been blessed by what I've shared with you today. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. Thank you for listening to 30 Pounds Down. If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to my channel. And until next time, peace to you and have a great day.